Hello, America, and our friends around the world, partners in freedom, especially you German farmers. You are awesome. Anyway, welcome to the Common Sense Show. And this is also American Vindicta, and the two of us together form the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we're really glad to be with you. And we're going to explore some critical issues here. We're going to look at the border, but we want to start with Lord Austin, as I'm calling him. We're getting, in my opinion, and Doug and I will kick this around, the biggest crock of bull I think we've seen for some time. And we're going to try to dissect that and make sense out of it. I think it's very revealing. And is he the next Archduke Ferdinand? I don't know. Some people are saying that. Anyway, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. The banks can take your money. Dodd-Frank 2010. Think they're going to cushion their fall as they begin to falter? 300 banks are on the watch list now. I would recommend you get any retirement away from banking interests. Excuse me. And I would also recommend that you back it with gold. And this is where Noble Gold comes in. You control it. It's backed by something that's held its value for 6,000 years and the banks can't touch it. Same thing goes for your bank account. I strongly, strongly recommend that you let me send you a free information packet. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And I'll rush that out to you. Also, I'm required to give the FTC warning, which Sam Bankman-Fried did not, but we're happy to do it. No guarantees, and future expectations can't be based on the past. We agree with that warning, totally. I'll say this too. I've been advertising for Noble Gold for 6 years, and I've been a customer for over five. I think that speaks volumes as to where I am at in this process. So we're really glad to be with you. And Doug, let's start out with Lloyd Austin. He supposedly went into the hospital now on the 1st. The White House said we didn't know anything was going on for 4 or 5 days. That's not even believable. I mean, do you find that explanation believable?
No, because during the presidential briefing every morning and the vice presidential briefing every morning, there's representatives of the Pentagon. If Lloyd Austin's not there, he still has adjutants, representatives who are there on his behalf. So if he was absent, you know, then he was on medical leave. At least somebody would have been informed, would have been told, I would think. But, you know, a lot of was a lot of rumors and suspicions of what had happened to him. I'm always very suspicious of other people's suspicions. That's just me. But, you know, to find out that he has prostate cancer, so they had to do an emergency surgery on him. You know, it's, why would you not tell your chain of command, your boss, the president, vice president, that you're going to be out of office? You know, at I don't know, that doesn't make sense to me.
I don't think it makes sense to anybody. There would be no, I mean, if anything, there would be a backlash of sympathy.
Well, but then again, this is the Biden administration. I mean, I expect them to be that kind of jacked up.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm not surprised. You know.
Well, here's the bottom line. We were 4 or 5 days into this situation, and we don't know anything. Like you said, it simply isn't believable. And then something as mundane as prostate cancer. And I say mundane because this isn't going to send the stock market into a free fall. It's a normal health condition. Prostate cancer, if it's caught early enough, is generally very treatable. And had the Biden administration acknowledged this immediately, the country would have said, well, let's hope he gets better. I mean, I don't wish ill things on Lloyd Austin. I think he's an incompetent boob that can't pass a financial audit. But I think, you know, I don't wish to see any harm come to him. And I think most Americans would be that way. This would be looked at, I think, with sympathy. And I think it could have scored a few brownie points for the Biden administration, how they handled it right. Now what we see are a bunch of liars who I don't even believe the condition. I don't know what he has, doesn't have. But now, after the obfuscation, the hiding of the facts, Doug, we're supposed to believe now that, oh, now they're telling us the truth. I just don't buy it. I'll tell you what the stories are out there. Number one story that I'm hearing repeated often, and I've heard this from a couple of reliable sources, Number one story is he was visiting Ukraine and was killed in a missile strike.
Yeah, you know, why would he be there in Ukraine in the first place? Why would you go there yourself and not send one of your little henchmen? I don't know, Dave. You know,
He's been there before, Doug. Doug, it's this.
I mean, Biden's been there before. They've all been there before. But I don't know what the necessity is to go back. Of course, they're all there making their millions, right? Let's be honest about what Ukraine really is about. It's about them increasing their own wealth. So, but you know, I will say this. We do know that the political elite at times does use body doubles. They have faked their death before. So, you know, and what people say, like we're on like the eighth Obama drone or you know, whatever. So, here's the thing is that don't get too wrapped up in all the crazy conspiracies that are out there online. And whatever is being done, if it is being done maliciously, then there's obviously a reason behind it. But also, you know, sometimes a duck is just a duck. And the man just had prostate cancer and maybe just didn't want it out there. Maybe he didn't want anybody to know about it.
Well, the White House was saying we didn't know, and that's the part I call bullshit on.
Well, yeah, the White House doesn't know whose cocaine it is. They, you know, they don't know which bathroom to use. So the White House doesn't know a lot these days. They don't
Yeah.
know who's a patriot and who's an enemy.
Well, there's some explanation, in my humble opinion, other than prostate cancer, because that wouldn't be something you'd have any reason to hide from the public. No reason whatsoever. Maybe if you're going into a war, it's imminent. You don't want your leadership to look weak, and I would think that would be reserved for the president anyway. But I'm just not buying it, and I don't think of it as conspiracy theories. I think of it as reasonable exploration for why the obfuscation and the cover up was in effect. And I think that we have to answer, you know, what's really going on to get to the bottom of what is going on. This really rubs me the wrong way, and my gut is s screaming at me overtime. There is a lot more to this than meets the eye. They got caught in an embarrassing cover-up. I mean, this is an election year. They don't need embarrassing cover-ups. I mean, it's an administration that probably doesn't even have 20% approval if you have real polls. They don't
Right.
need stuff like this. So I'm telling you, there has to be something overriding behind this. The other story I've heard, and I've actually heard it from respectable people, and I'm not buying it, is that he has been taken away and he's on trial for his participation in the failed audits, and he's associated with theft of public money because, as we know, it's not $6 trillion that's missing from the Pentagon, it's $21 trillion, and they can't pass an audit. And I don't buy the fact he's on trial by white hat military. I wished it were true. I do. But I don't see any evidence for it. The Ukraine story, Doug, I don't know what's there either. And my sense is there's probably another explanation other than what we're looking at. But my gut is screaming at me. This is significant because to do what they're doing doesn't make any sense on the surface.
Yeah, and you also got to remember the Mockingbird media and the CIA will drum up any excuse, any type of, you know, any type of breadcrumb to leave you away from the scene of the crime.
Exactly.
All right. So you, and that's the damnedest thing about this is, you know, the mainstream media is almost no different than tabloids at this rate. Tabloids with a little bit better, you know, characters, I guess you could say. So I don't know what to believe about Lloyd Austin, except for the fact that he does not deserve to be in that position. He needs to be removed from that position. He's chose wokeness and racism over patriotism and protecting this nation and honoring our troops So I really could care less what happens to the guy with his job. I'll pray for the man. You know, it sucks getting prostate cancer. We should pray for him, and pray that, you know, he pulls his head out of his prostate too. But, you know, besides that, it's the entire DoD is pathetically screwed up at this point. And you and I know people that are, you know, in the Pentagon, in DoD, that are just ranting and raving about how much of a joke it's all become. And
It
Lloyd
has become
Austin
a joke.
is one of the butt ends of that joke. You know, and don't forget that, guys.
Well, every head of every agency is a joke. I mean, I'll just give you a couple examples. Jennifer Grantham has no experience in energy. She heads the energy department. You got Janet Yellen that is finding more ways to steal money from the public, like unrealized income, than anything you know. She failed at the Federal Reserve, miserably failed as Fed chief, and now they put her in charge of Treasury. No sense. And then you got the Secretary of State. What a bumbling joke of an idiot he is. I mean, you ever tried to listen to this guy? He can't put two intelligible words together. And you go right down the list. Okay, the head of HHS. What gender are you? I'm sorry, that's right, it's fluid. We have never dealt with this nonsense in our entire country's history. Every one of these people is a pervert, they're a joke, they're woke, and they hate America, and they're participating in the takedown. And I think we really need to call it out for what it is. But Lloyd Austin, you know, you're right. You said it very well. Wokeness over patriotism, racism over honoring your troops. I totally agree with that. You know, you've been in combat, Doug. I haven't. But all the people I've ever talked to in combat, they say, hey, when you're in that foxhole, you're clear in that building, there is no race in our military. We are
Nope.
all brothers. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, in the Marine Corps, we just said there's just different shades of green.
Exactly
You are
right.
all equally worthless. That's the, and the drill instructors would make sure that you knew that, that every one of you is going to cry and scream and hate your life for the next 3 months there. Now you're all equally worthless until you realize that the strength is in the unity of the men to your left and to your right,
Right.
and that you have to learn how to uphold and walk together correctly in the phalanx. Until then, which we've lost a lot of that unity that was in the military and the ranks of the military and the wokeism and the and you know the technology today with social media, and everybody's got to be on damn social media. It's ruining people's psyche. It's ruining the psychology of people. However, evil people are still in place and still taking advantage of these things. You know, I mean, let's talk about this real quick. Do you not think the people in charge of the Biden administration, because we know it's not Joe Biden, that they're going to put a strong conservative, patriotic Christian in any place of leadership?
The
No.
opposite, the
Look at
opposite.
all these people. You know what the one thing I would say that almost all these people have in common? And I know a lot of you right now are probably saying all different kinds of things, and we would probably agree with you with your assumptions, but the word I'm grasping for is compromised. They're all compromised, and that's why they'll do what they're told.
I agree. And Lloyd Austin is one of the leaders of the pack. And I say that he may not be any worse morally, leadership skills than anyone else in this crazy administration, but his position is so critical to national security that we have to have the best there, and we don't. We don't have anything close to the best.
I mean, can you imagine? We're gonna I want Dave, I got a job for you, okay? You wanna hear it? I want you in charge of our military. I want you in charge of our nuclear weapons. I want you in charge of our chemical and biological and radiological weapons, the guys that we use for assassinations. I want you to be in charge of our intelligence apparatus that spies upon anything and everything, to include DARPA, which is inventing all of the technology for yesteryear to in order to advance the Antichrist kingdom. And by the way, I need to know that you are so psychologically sound so intelligent that if I, the President of the United States, were to die, and my Vice President and the House Speaker, that when you get nominated to now be president, because you're the head of the DoD, that you will be sound of mind. Okay. And then you tell me, yes, sir. Hey, boss, I am sound of mind. But let me go ahead and let you know that I think boys can be girls and girls can be boys. And that I think that 50-year-old men can be 6-year-old girls. And, the wokeness just exposes more and more of how insane these people are. And we put them in places of high power. These people have the ability to lay waste to our own people. And they're insane. They're insane. They're sexual deviants. They are reprobate, as the Bible says. These are people who agree more with Antichrist than they do Christ. And we put them in positions of advantage over the population of the United States. And then we sit back and we go, gee, I wonder how worse it could get. Oh, it could get way worse. Way worse.
You know, someone in Intel told me, though, they are running scared. They are afraid of a French Revolution style event.
Well,
Yeah.
yeah. You know why, though? It's because they're outnumbered. They're outnumbered because there's more of people like us, average, good-natured people, than there are psychopaths with links to Epstein Island. There's more of us who are just regular people working their dang 9 to 5 or 12-hour shifts, paying their taxes, than there are people who are in the high, lofty, elite class, and they know they're outnumbered. And they know that when it hits the fan, should we turn on our masters, we will eat them alive. And they know that. And they know there's nothing to stop them. These same people, like Bill Gates, who has the 30, Bill Gates has 30 armed men around him at all times. I know men who used to be a part of his little brigade, security apparatus, and they're all special forces and special operations from the military. Now, the 30, if it's still in place, I could imagine it is. These guys actually don't get paid as much as you think, the average, right? And from there, if they turned on Bill, what's Bill Gates going to do? The guy couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. So these people, like Oprah Winfrey, the Clintons, the Obamas, they're nothing. They're no one, and yet they hold elements of power that is so highly questionable about how they ever got there that you can only stop and say, because Satan put you there. That's it.
I interviewed Derek Gilbert recently, and
Great man. Love Derek Gilbert.
he said something that really got my attention. He talked about some of the satanic roots behind the symbolism that was created with our government, particularly in
Yeah.
Washington, D.C., like the Washington Monument, phallic
Yep.
symbol, and so forth. And he went into
Capitol
some,
building.
yeah, exactly. And he got into detailed explanation about why they call it the Capitol building. And he then linked it. I love what he does here. He linked it to J6. And he said, after J6, you heard Durbin, Pelosi, Schumer, all these people saying they attacked our most sacred place. And he said, and he left it open. And I came back and I said, Derek, do you think these people understand? They're either directly or indirectly referencing the sacredness of the satanic background. And he said, well, you can't absolutely say for sure because you can't know what's in their mind, but it certainly looks that way. And we're getting down to what we're talking about here. It's not that these people are just morally reprobate. Everyone in their life at some point's made big moral mistakes, and God died for those sins, and fortunately, the Lord doesn't look backwards if you commit yourself to Him. But unfortunately, these people go way beyond that. And I do think that these, we know Hillary Clinton goes to satanic churches. We know that. That came out in the 2016 campaign. Yeah, but I think these other people too are tied to this, Doug. I think that they're active Satanists.
The late great Russ Dizdar. God bless that man. Can't wait to meet him in heaven. He used to talk about an event called the Black Awakening, about how you had satanic super soldiers, people with multiple personality disorders, SRA victims, satanic ritual abuse victims, who were what he called the chosen ones. Or let's say what they called themselves, the chosen ones, and that they're placed in all forms of strategic political power. Now, you tap that root and connect it to another root called Mockingbird, okay? Another root of this evil tree that we'll call MK Ultra and the Monarch Project. And you see a very sinister, diabolical scheme here. In law enforcement, we would say that it appears that there is suspicious activity and that criminal activity is afoot, which would give me reasonable suspicion that there is a sinister plan. And being the fact with Epstein Island and the way that our leaders will literally war against their own people because they don't believe in their own perverted madness, I would have probable cause to say that we have criminals that are in charge of us.
Yes.
And the criminals don't investigate the criminals. That's why the Department of Justice and the FBI will not do anything about those on that list of Epstein Island, or anyone that was in Antifa or the BLM riots or the border or anything else. But God forbid you even talked about January 6th. The FBI is going to come say hi to you. So, I mean, look at Ray Epps. Ray Epps sentenced to 1 year of probation, and we've had multiple people now die in DC jails for walking through the halls of the Capitol building.
Simple trespass
Okay.
becomes capital
Which,
punishment. Yep.
by the way, it wasn't just a few years ago when you had Antifa and leftist supporters at the Capitol building trying to break down the doors of the Capitol building to get to one of the Supreme Court justices, Kavanaugh. So we have a unfair and unequally balanced injustice system. I mean, this is part of the satanic scheme. Now, everything that's being done is going to be eventually for God's glory, right? That's why he's allowing these things to be done. But there is a restrainer. But when the restrainer's hand is removed and things get wild, what we see now, Dave, will be a puppet show compared to the real theater that's coming. And so, look at this year. What can we expect from this year, Dave? What are all the rumors? Crashing economy, the new plagues, wars in the Middle East again, wars in the Pacific Ocean area with China, potentially political assassinations all across the world. And now, I don't know if you are up to date on this. I think it's Ecuador.
Yes, it is Ecuador. Yeah.
Ecuador has lost its mind. Mass gunmen are taking over multiple places in Ecuador. They stormed a university and kidnapped students. They stormed a television station. They took the crew hostage, all because of the president's of Ecuador's decision to call for a state of emergency after the escape of the crime boss, Adolfo Macias.
Yeah,
So,
Doug, let me interject this here.
Oh, hold
because
on. And
go ahead.
there are videos circulating of executions being carried out now by these criminal organizations. And police have been kidnapped.
Oh, this was going to come here.
Yeah.
Okay, China has been trying to destabilize Ecuador for years. There's a strong community of expats in Ecuador that I communicate with on a regular basis. And this isn't the first occurrence like this. It's the first one that made the media. And China is behind everything that's going on. That crime boss that escaped from prison, he's a Chinese operative. They try to control the mines. The same thing is going on in Panama right now as we speak. And Ecuador is being destabilized, so China will get their leaders to capitulate, and the Belt and Road will take over. And this is coming from every expat that I talk to who knows what's going on. And the people of Ecuador know it. And I think they're willing to rise up and fight against it. But Ecuador could move into a civil war because of this. This is serious. Along the lines of that area, I want to share this with you too. Michael Yon is now reporting this, but I heard this 2 days before Michael came out with it and told Paul Preston on his show. Mayorkas was helicoptered in from Panama to the Darien Gap and met with Chinese representatives that are in those housed areas. I don't know how much more treasonous you could be. I don't even need to know what they talked about. And I don't know that anyone's reporting what they talked about. But what the hell is the head of Homeland Security talking to Chinese nationals in the Darien Gap preparing to come to America?
Well, this man, like so many others in these administrations, was chosen to be in this position because he's compromised. His morals are compromised, and he's a compromised individual, and they got something on him, and he'll do whatever he is told to do, like the little pet that he is. And, I sit back and I wonder to myself, how much longer does America have? Like, think about this realistically. The economy, division amongst the people, pending civil war or revolution, pending world war against superpowers, open border that's completely challenging our entire social economic system at this rate. And people are getting tired of that. And eventually you'll have conflict on the border. You have so much conflict in our major metropolitan cities that, I mean, they're reminiscent of the glory days of wild, wild west cities. And so as our country deteriorates, and you got men like Mayorkas, just like Milley, that will willfully peddle whatever news China wants or whatever action China wants to take. They're more than willing to go out and do it. How much longer does America have until we're just going to be handed over to the communists? I mean, because the American people are proving to these elite, we're not going to do anything. We're going to sit here and allow you to subjugate us. And by then, Dave, isn't it too late to fight back?
In traditional ways, yes. You got to remember, we have 400 million handguns in this country. You have a lot of ex-military.
Documented handguns, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. My point that I'm leading to is this: is that I think we'll end up with a Viet Cong kind of resistance that could go on generations, and the goal of the occupiers will be genocide.
And then what is our nation after that? Destroyed, ripped apart.
Waiting for the second coming is what we have to look forward to.
That's right. The endurance of the saints, right? Patience and endurance. What's happening is prophesied. And we try to find political solutions to spiritual problems. There is none. And there isn't really any more a spiritual solution to a prophecy. This will happen. Maybe like Nineveh will be spared. Maybe. But if it's prophesied to happen, then it will happen. And so as Christians, Dave, studying our Bible, getting in our secret prayer closet, hitting our knees, being in Congress with the Lord, yes, this is what you should be doing every day, but paying attention to the news so that you won't be caught unaware. I mean,
whose news, Duke?
Well, yeah, I was about to say, as you read the news cycle, who do you believe anymore, Dave?
I believe a few close allies and myself, and then the Bible. That's what I believe. And I was in the gym tonight, and CNN was on. So I turned my little channel receptor to the broadcast, and just going through the weight machines. And they were analyzing Trump's argument for presidential immunity against prosecution. And it was 100% against Trump, not even 1% in his favor with his arguments. Not even 1%. And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, how could anyone who can analyze what you're saying even take you seriously? Because I'll sit here and I'll tell you, I think it's about 90-10 that Trump has presidential immunity. But did his actions go outside of his tenure of office? And that's where I think he's vulnerable. What did he do after he left office? And, you know, I don't think he did anything criminal, but I think that that side, that the other side could go after him based on that. But he's not, like I said, there's two sides to this argument, and CNN wouldn't give you the other side to save their butt.
Well, they can never give optimism. They're absolutionists. So they have to have an absolute answer for everything because of the lemmings that follow them. You know, the tens of people who listen to CNN, if you give them optimism, like, oh, well, Trump's got a chance. Well, if Trump's got a chance, then he can't be as bad as they say he is. Well, now I got to do my own investigation, find my own facts and see where the evidence leads me. And then people will figure out, CNN is full of shit. Wow. So, and I think that's been happening. Maybe that's one of the greatest things that Trump has done for the American political machine. He was able to expose the deep, dark, hidden lies and the connections between the Republican and the Democrats.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You couldn't have said it any better than that. I just look at the things we've already covered. I was taking some general outline notes. I want to go, you mentioned Epstein briefly. Let me put this on the table and then get you to respond to it. It's a dog and pony show, tells us nothing. They're exposing has-beens that have absolutely no relevance in government today. In fact, I've been told again by people I trust that there are 8 to 12 billionaires purposely left off the list. And this judge is just doing a bread and circus for the public, distraction by the media, occupy the public. So look over here, but don't look over there. And this is what Epstein's list is. And you're right. The DOJ will do nothing about it, probably because their leaders are on the list.
Right.
And I'll go as far to say this. This country has become so reprobate that I think under certain administrations, if you didn't go to Epstein's Island, you don't get the appointment. You don't get the promotion. They want to get you in a compromised position.
Well, what did Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, right? Newt Gingrich. What did he say about Trump when Trump was running in 2015? Who is Trump? The reason why nobody likes him is because he wasn't part of the secret societies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He didn't take the secret oaths. So, I mean, that right there was like one of the biggest shockers. Like, holy crap, they said the quiet part out loud. You know, in these Masonic orders and satanic temples and all that stuff, it is Republican and Democrat standing next to each other. Mm-hmm. There are no politics to disagree with each other in Lucifer's court, right? But this whole Epstein thing, I think it's going to be enough truth to stir the pot to, and let's game plan this real quick, okay? It'll be enough truth. It's 2024 presidential election. There'll be enough truth to have a few active shooters, to have a few highfalutin celebrities and politicians be threatened, protested, and rioted against, controlled, by the way, controlled riots, protests, active shooters, assassinations. It'll be controlled. That means it's already thought out. May or may not happen. Okay. But if it does happen, most likely it's coordinated. And then from there, it is a distraction device, because whose name is redacted? I want that name. Give me, we the people, those names. And by the way, if the FBI won't investigate pedophiles and go after the pedophiles, these sex traffickers, human traffickers, if you won't do your job, then the sheriff's better. And if the sheriffs won't, then don't nobody complain when we, the people, grab our pitchforks and our torches and we start going after people, just like Iceland did, right?
It's yeah, I hear you. Jim Mars, the late great Jim Mars, told me in 2008 when he and I were becoming good friends. Jim told me, he said, Dave, as bad as it is, in as many conspiracies that we can validate, he said, there's more of us than there is of them. And he
Yeah.
said, I don't see them prevailing at the end of the day.
No, but just like 9/11, this will be used as a smoke screen. It'll be horrible. Whatever happens. Remember, they're predicting a black swan event. In the back of my mind, I go back to a Trump assassination plot, the one I told you about.
Yeah,
In the
I
back
do.
of my mind, right? So we don't know what their black swan event is, but when they start warning you about it, you better start paying attention. Oh, and Epstein, right? And now this stuff. So there's too many things happening in 2024
One of my
to
sources, yeah,
ignore.
one of my sources sent this to me. Police officers laughing and joking to reporters, not covering this up, on how to make a Trump assassination like JFK's.
Yep.
And it happened outside the D.C. E. Barrett Pretty Man Federal Courthouse District for the District of Columbia, the Court of Appeals for the Columbia Circuit, and the U.S. Surveillance Intelligence Court for FISA. And these D.C. officers were laughing and joking to reporters on how to make Trump get assassinated like JFK. Imagine if this would substitute the word Biden for Trump. Heads would be rolling right now.
Yeah, InfoWars has it as mainstream media journalists were ghoulishly joking about having a good shot at the 45th president when he arrived, especially if he drove up in a convertible like President John F. Kennedy did when he was shot in the head in 1963. They're quoted saying, you know what the worst part is? Even if he has his window open and he's hanging out of it, he'll be on the other side of the street. Obviously these people don't know what the beast is, the limo that he drives around. I can take a straight on RPG shots. Good luck with that one. But don't forget, there was a Secret Service supervisor who said she wouldn't take a bullet for the president.
Remember that.
All right. We have compromised people on the inside. The mainstream media is joking about assassinating Trump. And I do believe that the left is deliberate, and some of the people on the right, these people are deliberate about Trump not becoming the president. And if they can't imprison him, and if he won't bow out because of medical problems or being embarrassed, they can't allow this man to become the president again. Why? What are they so afraid of?
I think if the election of 2020 hadn't been stolen, Trump would already be dead.
Yeah, we would already had a civil war. We were close in 2020 as it is.
I don't know that we were close to a civil war.
Man, you should have been in Portland and some of these other cities.
Yeah, but
You had pit.
that's contrived Antifa. That's not the
Well, it
people that
was
would bring a civil war.
no, but it begins regionally. It begins in a small state in rebellion in regional battles, and then it grows because it was all 50 states experiencing these problems, which, we haven't had one city burned down yet for human trafficking or child sex trafficking or the open borders or all the people who died in all these endless damn wars that they send us to, right? No one's done that. But George Floyd, a 30-time felon, let's protest and burn the world down over him. No, they were ready to go as far as they needed to in order for Trump not to get back in there. Because, like I said, for whatever reason, Trump scared these people. And I think it's because they ticked his ego, and he is a wrathful person with his ego. Trump wasn't a Nebuchadnezzar, but he definitely was an ego trip,
Yeah.
and you didn't cross him.
Well, I tell you why I support him. I know he's got excuse me, objectionable things in his background. But the reason I support him is I believe that he views himself as the second George Washington trying to save the country. And I think he's pinned his legacy on accomplishing that goal, which means he's determined and will not be swayed. And that's a leader I can put some faith in. It's not because I love him or approve of everything he's ever said or done. It's because he's the right man at the right time.
Who else were we going to pick? Romney?
Yeah, give me a break. The Romneys are pure poison. I mean, look at Rona McDaniel. She's a Romney. She has destroyed the Republican Party.
Where would we be if in 2016 Hillary became president?
World War III in the aftermath.
I'm telling you right now, buddy. You'd be behind watchtowers with very tall barbed wire fences. That's what she promised, remember? Does everybody forget that
Fun
she
camps. Fun
promised
camps, yep.
that we'd be in fun camps and all of you would run it? Remember when she said that? They're already, the elite are already more than willing to put you in ghettos and concentration camps, gas you, kill you, dehumanize you, take your guns away, take your ability to worship God away, take away your human rights, your constitutional rights, enslave you. They're ready. They were ready in 2016. They're ready now in 2024. And for whatever reason, they need these things to happen. That's why they're all building their redoubts under the ground. That's why they're running to all these islands scared, because there's some event that is coming and they know of it. It's either prophecy or another staged event. They know of it. They think they can go underground and they can survive. They think if they just take away our will to fight back, that they'll be able to survive and thrive and still use us as cattle. So, like I said, whatever is happening this year in 2024, it'll be a year for us to remember in American history.
No, I totally agree with you. It's 1917 in America, and the Bolsheviks are taking over. You've said it well. Let me change tracks here, but it's really related. Paul Preston has information, as I do, as others do, that Chinese are crossing the border in great numbers, as some of these.
With them. They're military. Everyone can see that they are military. There's absolutely no question they are military.
Okay, so why are they being permitted to cross? And you can see they're at military parade rest. They put their backpack down next to their lead right foot. Everything is uniform for them. And Then I'm told they're being taken to Camp Pendleton. They're being inducted into the military. And Dick Durbin has admitted to this, and I've seen the tape, Doug. Durbin did not specifically mention China, but he was addressing a reporter's question about foreigners, illegal aliens going into the military. And he said, if they serve bravely, we should make them citizens. I mean, what could go wrong putting Chinese in our military?
There are even states that have allowed illegal immigrants with like no background check to become law enforcement.
Yes,
And
Los Angeles, yep.
I heard a rumor that they also want to give them the ability to purchase firearms. Where does this go wrong,
The night
right?
of it's the American Night of the Broken Glass is coming. Kristallnacht for America.
The thing about that is that social media has advanced the intelligence apparatus that we, the people, use so much that people are going to know of these events much faster than ever before. It's no longer word of mouth or short-range radio stations. I mean, you post it on Twitter, someone else looks at it. Within a second, it's out. It's gone. Knowledge is spreading. But I think a planned event to take down the internet is part of 2024. And I don't think the grid is going to be part of that attack. I think they need to set up a bunch of other things first, personally. That's my mind has changed. I actually kind of took attacking the grid off of the table momentarily while I'm watching all this political kangaroo court type of stuff happening. So, but it's always there. It's always right there on the table. But I think control is what they're going to try. Control, fear and control. Make the people too afraid to fight back. There's the FBI investigating you if you even leave an American flag emoji stamp on your Twitter account or whatever. And by the way, the FBI, you are part of America if you forgot that as well. And then the other part is control, the internet, the FCC, the SEC, your ability to spend money and your ability to listen to things you like to listen to. They're going to control that. And that is going to happen this year. It'll probably go into effect this year so that it'll also disrupt the 2024 elections for Trump.
They can't have an election. Going back to the presidential assassination, I want to go back to something you and I talked about in previous shows. We talked about the possibility of assassinating Trump while he was president. And you said something that I've never forgotten. And you said something along the lines that the public would never buy another JFK kind of assassination for the conspiracy that it was. And you said that there would be like a mass casualty event and Trump would be in wrong place, wrong time, but it was really on purpose. You still think that's going to happen?
Yes. Yeah, and it'll be a jihadi attack, most likely. Most likely it'll be a radical jihadist attack because perfect time, isn't it? Perfect timing.
To start the war in the
Us.
Middle East, yeah.
Us
There'll
and
be
Israel.
Hamas and in Iran.
In 2018, I was on the border. We were doing border operations, assisting our sister unit, which was Border Patrol. And I remember with our special agents, we were getting an intel brief about a bunch of stuff that was going on. And we were shown a video because of the sector that we were going to in El Paso, where there was a threat of attack from radical extremist jihadis, Islamists. And there was a video from an imam, one of the 13 or 12 imams. And he said, one of our goals is to get a young jihadi into Mexico. And then from there, equip him. And he's going to go through Juarez, Mexico, into El Paso. and release a dirty bomb and kill like 300,000 people or whatever. Now, the number is, don't pay attention to the number, but that put us all on edge. At least it did me and my crew, that our intelligence apparatus was aware of that. And we would have to literally mobilize an army for one guy. Imagine, Dave, 10,000 a day.
10,000 a day for what?
Illegals crossing that border.
Oh,
We're
yeah,
over here
that's.
worried about one guy with a dirty bomb. One guy. And yet, over 10,000 people cross the Texas border a day. Do the math on what 10,000 people a day is, and then add that up in months, and understand that we have millions upon millions upon millions of people illegally in this country, and we have no idea where they are, or who they are, or what their allegiances are.
You know what a lot of people don't realize is what we had to go through to get into the country if you were a naturalized citizen. 7 years of naturalization, pass a test on English, American history, and constitutional rights. And that was my German ancestors that had to do this. And today it's just ollie ollie oxen free. We don't care if you have Ebola. We don't care if you're a terrorist. Just come on in.
Yep. I've been at a few of those immigration ceremonies where you have people who have immigrated over here legally and they get sworn in as American citizens and all their families there. And man, what an awesome thing to watch and
Yeah,
experience.
agree. I agree.
It is such a wonderful thing to watch and experience, but that's not what's happening.
What do you think about the belief, Scotty Saxon, we talked about this today as well, that when we regain control of the government, quotes, if we do, that we deport every illegal alien that came in during the Biden administration,
Good luck.
and you take them back to their country of origin?
Good luck. We didn't do it before. Good luck. I remember when Obama became president, and this was his second term, and I was in San Antonio, and more or less, we were to almost completely ignore MS-13 gang members. I mean, you know who they're going to deport? They're going to deport the mom and dad and the kids. They're not going to deport the terrorists and the criminals and the Satanists. They're not going to deport the evil people. They'll deport the people who came here in the midst of that sea, who found a loophole to get in, who honestly were escaping a hellhole of a country. Okay. But that's not who that's not who we're worried about. We're worried about the people who are here to try to harm people, the drug traffickers, the human traffickers, you know, but those people will be left here. That's just like every time the elite were like, you know, the best way to curb active shooters, we'll just take the guns away from everybody. Yeah, except the damn criminals. Hello, Australia. How's that going for you?
It's absolutely insane. We've covered, by my estimation, nine different topics, and we've scratched the surface. This is 2024. This, excuse me, as you can tell, I'm coming down with something, but I would say this, Doug, we're at an inflection point and it's not going well. And you said it
No.
earlier, this is kind of like the inverse of 1776, the birth of a nation versus the demise of a nation. And I think this is 1776 in reverse. We're in a lot of trouble. Tell people how to follow your work.
American Vindictive Show, gsradio.net, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also find us on Rumble and on YouTube. Please make sure that you like, share, subscribe, and all that cool stuff. VindictiveSolutions.com is our training company. We're working on the website and we'll be having training every single month of this year. So if you don't have any type of firearms related training or tactics training, then please come and see us. You can email me at American Vindictive Show @gmail.com for further information on that. And Doug and Dave Intel Report, the commonsenseshow.com.tv. Make sure that you're sharing this type of stuff with people. And, you know, inform your the groups that's at your church. Inform your family members and your friends. Don't keep this information to yourself if you can't help it. But, you know, spread this information, because the more people that we get with their head out of the sand, hopefully the more lives we can change and impact for the good, for the better.
I agree. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end, and we want to thank you for joining us. And please, I echo Doug's concern and wish, please share what we've done with you tonight, far and wide. Thanks, Doug. Talk to you next time.